give him his work for nothing and just come in. How many do you need? 12? Come in after 12 each day.
Okay. More bars.
Good pod day. Hi. I got a couple things to talk to you about, so this might take a minute. First off, I want to let you know that I'm Kurt Gottschalk. This is the Brother Lucy Pod Show on the internet, coming to you via the graces of WFMU. The show today is Matana Roberts and her project Coin Coin. First off, she's from Chicago, so all the love there. My heart belongs to Chicago, although I lived there a short time. She's in New York now, though, and has a really interesting way of sort of working within the jazz tradition and also not just spoken word in a sense of text, but actually with the sounds of speech. And she did some interesting projects playing solo saxophone a while back. I started doing this and it was brilliant. Pieces based on the cadence of speech of people like Anthony Braxton and I think Butch Morris, Greg Tate, some of those sorts of people, if those people indeed are a sort. And what we have here today, she's also quite a prolific writer, and there's much information to be found on her websites and in her zine. Yes, indeed, she does a zine called Fat Ragged that you can get from her. Coin Coin is a sort of personal history of her family that she's doing in at least 8 chapters. We're going to hear chapter 5, which is entitled Black Man. It was recorded at Roulette in New York City. And there's so much context to this that I don't even know how to begin, and I really do suggest you follow up and read about what she's doing. But she's using different ensembles for each chapter, representing or interpreting what she calls a panoramic sound quilt, using graphic notation and improvisational techniques, jazz and harmony and blah, blah, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm quickly trying to summarize something that cannot be quickly summarized. And I will, of course, put more information up on the playlist, which you can find at WFMU.org. So there's all of that, and then I should tell you that I am pretending to be speaking to you from a rehearsal for Rhys Chatham's Crimson Grail. In fact, I'm sitting here at Studio C at WFMU playing a rehearsal tape of the part of the second movement of A Crimson Grail, 200 guitars, recently performed at Lincoln Center. I was but a cog in the machine, but it was a great thing to be a part of. And Brian Turner and Mac and Hatch were all also part. So WFMU was well represented. And so I thought I would play you a little moment of that. Ed Arndt, another one of the guitarists, supplied this brief moment of rehearsal recording. That's all I'm going to tell you. We'll get into the piece. The recording's provided by Martin, and I appreciate that. Some things happen off mic, and like I said, at least in my interpretation, it's sometimes about the sound of speech as well as the actual words, I think, you know. At moments, it might be hard to catch all of the text going on, but I think you'll get the gist.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Thanks. Thank you so much for coming. Tonight is the beginning of a new chapter that I'm working on in this blood narrative about my family history. It's called Coin Coin. Tonight's chapter is called Black Man. And there's more information on the notes inside. But I just wanted to doubly reiterate that this piece tonight is dedicated to, it says Dr. Daryl Roberts, which is technically true, but I should have put Professor Dr. as in Professor Daryl Roberts, Professor of Political Science, concentration on space and war, heavily due to the influence of Sun Ra, which is no joke. Sun Ra had a lot to do with that. And he's the head of the political science department at one of the historically black colleges of the storied South, Tuskegee University in Tuskegee, Alabama. So this piece was written for him, and I hope you enjoy it and it gives you much to ponder.
Must be able to survive all this alleyway called life.
All beings must be able to survive this alleyway called life.
How should one be or become?
That is full of many wandering wills. How should one be or become?
All beings.
What has life been? Stories of all beings. From those shaded ones of Jamestown lore, one must constantly ask again and again. If not now, then when do you not have stories? Another chance.
From those shaded ones of Jamestown's lore, one must constantly ask again and again. If not now, then we may not have another chance to begin.
Thank you.
Representation.
Giraffes.
Civilization.
World War.
Museum.
7,000.
Africa.
Eastern.
Persia.
Including Russia.
Flourishing.
Anton.
Builders.
Southern.
Seven.
Afro-American.
Pyramids.
Illiterate.
18.
United.
Ethiopian.
Army.
Olympics.
Intelligence.
No.
Tests.
Rulers.
World.
Ancient.
War. Wise.
Solomon.
Mississippi.
Negos.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
And.
Georgia.
Places.
Two.
I.
Centuries.
Can.
Ago.
Remember.
Negro.
30.
South.
Important.
Stations.
Population.
Strikingly similar.
Different.
Ethiopia.
Various.
Roasting.
Groups.
No medicine.
Seizure.
Internal.
The oldest known representation of the human body is that of a Negro woman. She was carved by Negro sculptors, Garibaldi, 10,000 to 15,000 years ago.
King of France.
The Venus of Waldorf.
The Venus of Waldorf.
Dangerously ill when the king
10,000 to 15,000 years ago.
Musician was without a doubt a dark mulatto.
Years ago,
he was called the Black Spaniard.
Servant girl.
His teacher, the immortal Joseph Haydn, who wrote the music for the former Austrian national anthem.
Queen of Ethiopia.
Thank you. Antonio, Apache, Arizona, Kansas social line, elite, New York. Howard Gould and Miss John R. Drexel. Even President Theodore Roosevelt was taken in. The latter consulted Prince Apache several times on Indian affairs at the White House. The prince was tall and imposing.
So you called a, you send to white women to marry Negro slaves in order to hold women slaves for life. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said, father of the Declaration of Independence. Independence was the father of a large...
Among those who feted him in their dorm rooms,
Alba, the white Christians of
Miss Jones,
Germanic descent.
Jacob Astor.
Yusuf Cross.
Howard Good.
Straight up Gibraltar.
Mrs. John R. Drexel. Even President Theodore Roosevelt was taken in. Even though Theodore Roosevelt was taken in.
Men.
The actual fact, according to the latest official report, is that native white women, as a whole, were less moral than the Negro and the foreign-born white women. Among eight offenses in which the native white women of ill fame and adultery, fornication, prostitution, keeping out ill fame and adultery, very high Negro infant death rate offsets the high Negro birth rate.
It's horrific defeat.
The Indian population has shown an excess of males. The relative excess be greater than that shown at previous census, except 1870.
The 1930 census says, differing from all other races, the Negroes have shown an excess of 1940. The relative excess,
in effect, this has a far-reaching significance, since birth rate of the population is determined not by percent of males, but by the females. Another deduction is that despite popular belief, the Negro women are not less moral than white women.
Universities around the world are making taxes for actual funds.
Should serve the master of such slave for life. Slaveholders took advantage of this law to induce the white women, some of whom had recently arrived, to marry Negroes.
Later, to marry Negroes. Inducing the white women to deal with them.
And Commander-in-Chief. He died in
Calhoun 1780. A considerable portion of the slaves
owning vast estates into
Calhoun says that a considerable number of his slaves were actually
Jews. Both thrown into the same dungeon in France.
He bequeathed freedom to five of his children, and they simply passed a law allowing them to remain in the state. Jefferson's favorite concubine was the famous Black Sow. Following are two lines from Jefferson made, written both of them. We're dark and sleek and dark and dirty alley. Mr. Jefferson.
Black man.
And then
the year was 1860,
of course. Friends reply.
right, stop it, nonsense, stop it, nonsense. Mansour, though a slave, one of the richest members of the tribe. Mansour, though a slave, was one of the richest members of the tribe. Amir Rashid said in 1928, you have seen with your own eyes even slaves and slave girls. He, the Sultan, has Christian girls too. Ask him for one.
Black man.
And then you have seen with your own eyes even slaves and slave girls. Seen with his own eyes, and I asked for one, and he presented both of them.
Negroes,
the blacks are either Mohammedan or pagans. The former comes from their men. Charlie Smith, Polk County, last slave.
Polk County, last slave.
Negroes and whites sold together.
Negroes and whites sold together. Exploits. W.C. Handy. Eugene Chen.
William Tillman.
One, two, three.
Kato's house. Negro melodies sung by Ethiopian serenade. Thank you.
So I kind of take mine in stride. Oh, I don't know, I was hazed when Jesus crossed my mind today to get to the other side. Took a bunch of sins with him and died. And what is it? It's what, someday? Oh, he's supposed to be coming back soon.
Oh, well.
Heretics buried his lessons in costumes. Whenever children search for God, they offer them a paperback script to make you buy. Well, and since you live your life like
large number of Negro soldiers.
Sexist and unbalanced. Well, whom? What if?
Go what to if, space. Oh, maybe Belgium had type a characters.
Was it crucified? God decreed that she would
Duke
be
of Alba,
for your sins.
Known such a Brussels.
Christ the maiden. Perceptions laden in.
In short, the general description of Beethoven, even to his frizzy hair, fits that of the many of African Americans, the West Indians, the Lyles, the Southern states.
I've my life to dream again.
Beethoven would have been forced to ride in a Jim Crow car. Beethoven
really
would have been forced to ride in a Jim Crow car.
Citizen to a state of mind that I.
Coming of the dynasty of the Medes.
I know my rights.
The arrival of
I know my rights. I.
Come
on, man, I know my rights. I got
it. Black man. Black man.
Back into the B-23.
Got
BC.
Future down to the measure.
Plan with the tigers.
I already know. I'm telling you, my daughter, she's going to have full moon eyes.
The really teeth of the
and the confidence that my father never had.
So the arrival of the South.
Man, it's kind of sad if you think about it.
Like white of Asians.
So I don't
put. Percentage parentage of both sides of the family. The New York Tribune, April 17, 1910,
who served in France,
said he was so popular that he could easily have seized the power in France as the entire nation, irrespective to party or politics, turned out to welcome him. General A.A. Dodds.
For history of the world,
Greek Dictionary of Greek and Roman Geography, one of which was Volume 2, page 429,
at his death in 18.
Also pages 296 and 297.
1600
Black and colored, on the other hand, have no historic meaning whatsoever for African people.
Chinese.
Black and colored, on the other hand, have no historic meaning whatsoever for African people.
Antonio.
Black from Anglo-Saxon, black,
who died rather than
most horrible meanings. Colored is related to Latin. Glare, conceal, to color up, to paint a thing other than it is true
magnificent monument stands.
Thus the tendency to decry Negro on the grounds that it means slavery is sheer ignorance. For instance, a Negro newspaper took a poll of its readers some years ago and they chose color. But the Jim Crow car, greatest degrader of the American citizenship, marked color. Majority of the papers circulated in the South
killed and scalped.
They chose color so as to be in line with the Jim Crow policy.
Thus began the second.
Still another paper used race man, which makes me uninitiated think race group.
Choose
every racial group, choose
your being
black, which, as was said, is positively a white man's word.
Me too.
Another very radical group, racial group, a racial group chooses black,
Batman,
which is
stitching machine.
Positively a white man's word.
Made numerous.
Of course,
seems to prove that.
There's only one race. The human race.
Negro.
But all the names used by the stronger groups in America.
Countless.
To set the dark skin.
Numerous attempts to prove.
According to
that messy.
Only then.
Was not a Negro.
Not only.
must be able
all beings
to survive this alleyway called life that is full of many wandering trailways? How can one be or become? Where does the life bend in the story
that is full of many wandering
trailways?
How should one be or become?
All beings.
Where does the life bend in the story
alleyway called life?
From those shaded ones of Jamestown lore, one must constantly ask again and
how
again,
one be or
if not
become?
Now, then we may not have another chance
and the story
to begin.
Walk in from those shared ones of Joe and Jamestown's lore, one must constantly ask again and again, if not now, then we may not have another chance to begin.
Thank you. A lot of great people. I have no mic. I guess I won't use the mic because I think you can hear me just fine. I'd like to introduce the great musicians that you have, that we have up here, musicians, word speakers, artists, creative beings, geniuses, all in their own right. We have Justice Dilla X. Elms on the drum. Jesse Dolman holding down the tuba. Matt Lavelle on the coffee trumpet. I'm going to get this right. I got the first name right now, but I don't know if I have the last name correct. Reut Rejev. Okay. We got Darren Maxwell, language ensemble. And I love the first name, but I don't think I'm going to get the last one right. Baraka de Soleil. Baraka de Soleil. Thanks so much for witnessing this. This is chapter 5 of the Coin lineage, and I'd like to take a chance just to thank the Roulette and Jim Staley and everyone here for supporting me. It's been really great. I'm learning a lot about myself by trying to do this. And the next Coin installment, actually, it'll be another workshopping of Chapter 2, Mississippi Moonchild, which is about my Canton, Mississippi roots. A lot of church-influenced chapter there. A St. Mark's church. I've always wanted to do it in a church. A great-grandfather was a traveling preacher. So I'm going to perform at church, 2 o'clock, for families and kids. And it's also going to be a premiere of a sliver of chapter 6, which is called Papa Joe. And Papa Joe was my mother's grandfather, who was number 30 of 30 kids, the only one born free to a mother who was a breeder. And he happened to also be a closet composer, something that I didn't know until I started to do this project. And so I'm going to premiere just a small sliver of his music in chapter 2 of Coin Mississippi Moonchild on June 24th. So you can keep track. I have cards out there you can take with them and sign up on my website, or you can sign the book there. Thank you for coming to listen to new music, to musicians trying to experiment. That's what we're trying to do here. It's a wonderful place to be able to do it.
Martina Roberts, Coin. And we'll introduce the band again, because that was a little, maybe, hard to hear off mic there. Justice Dilla X, Connor Elms, Jesse Dolman, Matt Lavelle, Riot Regev, Darren Maxwell, a.k.a. D-Max, and Baraka de Soleil. Martina Roberts, Coin Coin, Martina on saxophone, and one of the voices in there, and composition. Someone to watch out for, I dare say. I'm Kirk Gottschalk. You've been listening to the Brother Lucy Pod Show on WFMU.org. If you found this somewhere else, honestly, I'm okay with that. But why not subscribe? Go to WFMU.org. Go to the podcast page. You'll see me and other things. I'm Kirk Gottschalk. Next week, this will be cool, my friends. The Jazz Passengers, a concert from 2005, I think, that, well, all new material, all new story, good stuff. It's called The Rock Concert. And as always, thank you for listening. Have a really, 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 really good week. Bye.